us. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just stay there in his presence. Hallelujah. This is, we're never meant to leave this, just forever fellowshipping and communing with him. Amen. Isn't his presence glorious? Hallelujah. Isn't it so good? It's so sweet. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so excited to see some people back here today. Lori and everybody, hello. And hey, it's good to see you. And it's so good to see some faces and some new people that I've gotten to meet today. And it's so amazing. Every time we have new people and some people returning, and it's just, we never know. But God is just so, he's moving so powerfully. He's been setting the captives free. I've been going to meetings. We've been seeing demons cast out, people set free from bondage. And we've been seeing sicknesses healed. Hallelujah. We've been seeing people set on fire for their calling in God to go forth with the gospel. Amen. We've been seeing people filled with that fire of the early church, like the apostles, just like Peter and Paul and Stephen. And man, it's been so good. And just like the woman at the well, it just took one encounter. And then we have like the first mighty evangelist that broke out and went, that woman that was met at the well by Jesus and realized she was standing in the presence of the Messiah. Hallelujah. And had an encounter with the Lord. And there, and from that point, we see the first mighty evangelist break out, who was a woman, praise God, on fire from the Lord, who encountered Jesus at the well and then went and told everyone about him. And God is raising up the church just like that woman in this hour, just like Stephen, just like Paul and Peter and the disciples. And he's restoring his Holy Spirit to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. He's restoring his power. He's restoring the church back to the place that we were never meant to leave, because it's the Great Commission, right? It wasn't just preach the gospel. That's not the Great Commission. The full Great Commission was preach the gospel, and these signs will follow those who believe. Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, right? Amen. Amen. And we've seen through the centuries many people doing that. You know, people like the Catherine Colemans and the Smith Wigglesworth. It was on record, on file. Smith had 19 people that he raised from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. And many people set free. So God's raising up men and women. He's using the nobodies and he's turning them into somebodies, just like the disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he's doing. And he's reestablishing his anointing, that Holy Spirit in people's lives. And I'm going to talk about this in the scriptures, because Paul actually talked about this, about how he was not one to just preach with persuasive words. Because Paul said in the Bible, he said, if I just preach with my own persuasive words, then earthly wisdom, men get the glory. He said, but I preached with the demonstration of his power. Hallelujah. So God gets the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the thing. We must preach. Paul said he preached with power. We're not to preach with only persuasive words, because it's the anointing that breaks the heavy yoke. Hallelujah. It's not us. It's not me. It's Jesus that's using my mouth and my hands, because I'm just saying yes and obeying. And he's going to use your mouth and hands from this day forward to do the greater works, to do that. He's restoring us in this hour. He's anointing vessels that are yielded to him, who are just give everything and are full of surrender. And he's taking us back and he's restoring the books of Acts church, because revival's now. Hallelujah. Revival's now. He's been waiting for the church just to obey and be revival. That's what he spoke to me years ago when Reinhard Bonnke came in 2012. I was so encountered with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus had told me, he said, go, Richard, preach the gospel. America shall be saved. healed and delivered. He told me he was going to use me to cast out demons and to heal the sick and to preach the gospel so that many people would be saved. Hallelujah. And we're now seeing in America, the Lord is returning the church back. He's knocking off the spirit of religion off of those that will humble themselves and respond to him. And he's restoring us back to the book of Acts. Amen. Hallelujah. So I am so excited. And today, God is going to move powerfully. Hallelujah. We're going to see breakthroughs here today. Hallelujah. There's deliverance. And the key to receiving that is hunger. So let's be hungry. Okay. So that word that Jesus used, like by his stripes we're healed. That word, when he talks about salvation, that word in the scriptures actually means sozo, which it means it's not just about eternal salvation. It was actually, it means to be saved, to be healed, and to be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus commanded his disciples to go forth, and he didn't say, just preach the kingdom. He didn't say, just say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, go preach that. Yes, he said, do that. But he also said, but I've also given you my authority. I've also given you my anointing. And so I want you to go, and I want you to heal the sick, and I want you to cast out demons, and I want you to raise the dead. I want you to see. I want you to go. I want you to go do these things. And I want to see you win the loss for me. And he said, but wait first, and I'll fill you with my power. I'll fill you with my anointing. And that's what he's doing. He's awakening the church in this hour, and he's filling us with his Holy Spirit. Because how many knows it's not our anointing, it's his anointing. Amen? Amen? It's Jesus' anointing. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. It's him flowing through us. So I want to talk about the yoke today, because and walking in this anointing and what it means to walk in this anointing that the Lord wants to give, and the authority that he said will follow anyone that believes. Jesus said it will follow whoever believes. But we have to have a right understanding of the ways of God, because in America and in the church by and large, we've kind of gotten away from how the ways of God. We've gotten away from how his anointing flows. And that's why his anointing is a rare thing. It's become a rare thing, and it's not supposed to be. But we've gotten away from how he does things by and large. Not everyone. We're seeing some churches on fire right now, and I love it. We're seeing pastors on fire right now walking in this. But I'm saying by and large. And we're seeing people get up and take that baton. But the Lord has raised up the fivefold ministry. He's raising up the pastors, like Ephesians 4, the pastors, the teachers, the prophets, the evangelists, the apostles, to equip the saints for the work of ministry so that everyone will do the Great Commission. Everyone will go forth and be in that authority. That's why Jesus said it's for everyone. These signs will follow. He said, go make disciples, and these signs will follow whoever believes. So we must just be hungry, though. Are we hungry today? Are we hungry? That's all it is. It's just simple hunger. Lord, you're going to do this today, and I receive it, and then be in the anointing. But sometimes in our lives, things happen where a yoke is formed. We come into agreement with something. We open the door through sin, through other things in our lives. You know, sometimes we believe the lie of the enemy that opens the door, and there's a yoke that's formed. And that's why persuasive words don't do it. They don't break through. There's some things that people have in their lives, and they don't know why they can't get free. They keep trying and praying and doing this program and going to this counseling, but they just can't get free. They take this medication and that medication, but it just seems to be covering up symptoms and they can't get free. And it's because that's not the answer. Isn't counseling. The answer isn't drugs. I'm not saying that all counseling is not bad. I actually went to school for it. I had my degree in psychology. I was in my master's program at one point for mental health counseling. And the Lord said, Richard, you need to leave that and stop counseling demons and start casting them out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we get in a way where we start counseling demons in the way that the apostles and Jesus never did. They just cast them out. But it's the anointing that we need that breaks the yoke. Amen. When we rely and when we have faith and when we're actually under the anointing, that's where freedom comes. Under an where the anointing is flowing, a place where an anointed minister is flowing. When we get under that and we renounce under that, that it's that anointing that flows and breaks the heavy yoke. Hallelujah. That's when demons flee. That's when sickness is healed. Just like we'll see today. Hallelujah. That's when strongholds and things of our mind that we realize, oh, that was a way of the world. Then all of a sudden our mind is being renewed into the mind of Christ because it was a yoke that needed to be broken, and it can be done by His anointing. It's His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit and anointing are kind of interchangeable. It's when His Holy Spirit, when it's His Spirit, it's the Spirit of Jesus. It's the anointing of Jesus. It's when His presence and His anointing is flowing. So let's go to, and He wants to use every single one. He's going to raise you up. He's going to give you this anointing. He's going to endue you with power, just like the disciples. Those who are hungry, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So when we hunger to carry this, that's why Paul said, he said earnestly desire spiritual gifts, because it takes hunger to be filled. And that word actually, if you study that word in the Hebrew Greek, it actually almost means, it's the same word as to lust after a spiritual gift. Because we want to so earnestly desire the things of the kingdom, not the things of the world. And that's why Jesus said, blessed are those who are hungry, for those though are the ones who are being filled. Hallelujah. That's when the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes in. He says, it's a free gift. All this is a free gift. You just ask for it, but it requires hunger. And it requires us, that childlike faith, for us to just believe Him and then receive it. It's not complicated. It's actually really simple. Hallelujah. And He's restoring us back. He's restoring everyone back to walk in this authority and this anointing, because it's the only thing that can break the yoke of the devil and the enemy and Satan. Amen? Because it's like the Bible says, we don't war against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and things of heavenly places. And there's levels of anointing we need to deal with demonic forces, but it's not by our might or persuasive words. It's only through the power of God. It's through His Holy Spirit. It's only through, not by might, not my by power, but like by flesh, not as, you know, mustering it up. It's not that. It's by His Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. It's this anointing. That's why Jesus, the disciples, He said, I want you to fulfill the Great Commission, but I'm going away, so I'm not with you anymore. So my anointing since I'm with you here physically, I'm going away. So I need to send myself, my Spirit, back to you, right? So I want you to go forth with this Great Commission. But He said, but wait for Pentecost. Wait for the Holy Spirit. Wait for that day that John the Baptist prophesied. I baptize you with water unto repentance, but one is coming who is mightier than I, and He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And that's what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, that when you receive the Holy Spirit, He told His disciples, you will receive power to be my witnesses. Hallelujah. And then from that point, we see the disciples grew in their anointing. Hallelujah. We see they grow. And He's going to take you. He's going to fill you with the power and the anointing. But there's going to be a place where you learn to walk in it. And the Lord entrusts you with greater anointing as you're faithful. Because He has to know He can trust you to give all the glory, to use it to glorify His name and not yourself. To use it for His glory, to love other people rather than exposing other people. He has to know that He can trust you with power, because it's real power. Amen? That's why we need to be faithful, and He'll take you from faith to faith to faith to faith into the anointing. And you're going to be used to cast out demons and heal the sick and free those lusts. Everyone here is called to that. He said, whoever believes and hungers for that, pursue it, and I'll fill you, and I'm going to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's turn to Isaiah 10, verse 27. And we're talking about this. Hallelujah. 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 And as Isaiah 10, verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. So that's what that was referring to. Is like an oxen has a yoke. It's around their neck. It's weighted down. They're so burdened by it. They're burdened by it. And so many people are burdened by it. Burdened by things, that a yoke has been formed, that the enemy has come to create bondage around that person. That's why Jesus said to the disciples, I've given you anointing. I'm giving you my authority. And then all of a sudden they see all many demons cast out through them. Hallelujah. And it wasn't them. It was Jesus through them doing the works and doing the signs. And that's why Jesus said, or here in Isaiah, it says, in that day it shall come to pass that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder. That God is actually going to take away that burden, that yoke that is so weighted down that doesn't seem to be able to be removed. But there's a key to that being removed. And it said his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed. And the Lord wants to destroy yokes today. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even know where yokes have been formed or where things. And then we get in the anointing presence of the Lord and things just start breaking off our neck. Things just start breaking away from us because it's the anointing. And that's the key. It says, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. It's the anointing of God. It's the anointing of His Spirit that breaks the yoke. Amen? Amen? And we see even in the disciples that they were going and they were working with the Lord, and they were going and they were learning and they were casting out demons. They were healing the sick. But then they got to one that for some reason they couldn't do. They couldn't cast it out. But Jesus didn't say it wasn't his will to do it, did he? He didn't say, no, that didn't happen because it wasn't my will to heal them. He never said that. Whenever Jesus' will was questioned, he always said, I'm willing. And God said that Jesus, you can look at Jesus and he's the express image of the Father. So anything we want to know about the Father's will, we can just look to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he never said, he always said he's willing, he's able. The disciples actually couldn't heal this boy and cast this demon out of him. And so what did Jesus say? He was like, oh, you perverse, corrupt generation. How long must I bear with you? He knew they weren't getting it yet. They weren't fully there yet. How many know when we go, we can start seeing some signs, but you know, he's going to take you from level to level and anointing to anointing, and he's going to increase that in your life, and you're going to begin to see just amazing things happen. But what did he do? He went and did the job himself. Hallelujah. Jesus went, fine, I'll go do it. And he cast the demon out. And then the disciples said, why couldn't we do it, Lord? And he said, wow, he said, this kind only comes out through prayer and fasting. Now, a lot of people misinterpret that. Jesus wasn't saying there, go away, pray and fast, and come back to that demon and try to cast it out. What he was saying is that he lived a lifestyle completely abandoned to the Father's will. And we see that he even began his ministry in the desert of life, a life of prayer and fasting, ridding himself of the things of the world and filling himself with the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so what Jesus is telling you is, hey, you need to go pray and fast to rid yourself of the things of the world, that still have a bit of you, that still have a bit of your mind, still have things. See, a lifestyle of prayer and fasting can rid you of unbelief, can build up your faith, but it can just also help you to just step away from the things of the world and start getting the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And that was where Jesus walked in. So he went and did the job. But see, when we don't believe that, and when we think that's not true, that's why we don't see the works. Because Jesus said, those signs follow those who believe it. It follows those who believe it. So if we have a hard time with this and don't believe it, that's why we don't see it. That's why we're not walking in a power of authority, because we need to renew our mind. Because we're not doing it God's way anymore. Amen? We're not doing it his way. We're not completely surrendered to the ways of his kingdom and his anointing. When we get out of the way and when we stop being so much in the world, like so much of the church, we've been culturalized by America that we sometimes look more, the church as a whole has been looking more like the world than looking more like Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to fast and pray and repent and return. And we're going to see that power of God move through our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's why by his stripes in Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we were healed. Saved. That means saved for eternal life. Healed physically in our bodies and delivered. So I'm going to go to Isaiah 53:5. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're lovely. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did not just say, he was wounded for your transgressions, so you're healed. That's eternal salvation, our transgressions, our sins. He was wounded for that. But that's not the only thing he paid for on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't only pay for our sins. He did that so we could have eternal salvation. He did that. But it wasn't all he paid for. He said, I was wounded for your transgressions. But I was also bruised for your iniquities. Hallelujah. The iniquities, the sicknesses in our body, the perversions, the yokes in our bodies. He was bruised and he was wounded for our transgressions and our sins, but he was also bruised for our iniquities in our body. Also, hallelujah. And it says, I was also had the chastisement for your peace was upon me. That's what Jesus says. The chastisement for your peace now from being from demonic attacks, from oppression. He says, no, I also took the punishment for that so that you could have peace now. Hallelujah. So you can have complete freedom. You don't have to wait till you die and go to heaven for freedom. That's what that means. You can have it now. By his stripes, he paid it all. And that's why he hated sickness. That's why it's always his will to heal, because it's from the devil. It's from the pit of hell. Amen? That's why he said, go heal the sick. That sickness is not of me. It's from the fall. The fallen nature. That's from the evil one. He's the God of the world right now because of what happened with the covenant and Adam and Eve. And God on the cross paid it all to happen. But Jesus said, until he returns, his government is not yet. It's coming. It's at hand. And we're supposed to go and be heaven on earth now and set the captives free. But the thief is still here, stealing, killing, and destroying. But God needs his disciples who will go preach the kingdom, fill the Great Commission, heal the sick, cast out demons. But it's the anointing that sets people free. It's not my words. It's not your words. We use words by the leading of the Holy Spirit. We use words by obedience. But it's the power and anointing that breaks the yoke off of people. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Jesus flowing through us. Hallelujah. And it's not hard. He's going to give you this anointing. You're going to walk in it. You walk by faith. We grow by learning from faith to faith. We got to step out and do the stuff. And as you do the stuff, you're going to increase. You're going to go from faith to faith. As we behold him in a mirror, we're being transformed from glory to glory. But he's looking for those who are not one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. He said, no, I'd rather actually you be hot or completely cold. Because lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. He's like, come on, church. He's saying, let's get hot or get cold. That's what Jesus is saying. Return to your first love. Or like Revelation says, or I will remove your lampstand. You know, let's walk in power. Let's be. He's looking for those when we weren't called to still be alive and live a life of Christ incorporated. We were called to die to ourselves, deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him. Amen. Amen. So that's what he's doing here today. He's restoring the power to the church. He's restoring his Holy Spirit to the church. He's restoring the church back to his Holy Spirit, where we by and large have grieved his Holy Spirit, because they want to preach the cross, but they want to deny his power. And actually, that's what Paul said would happen in the last days. Did you know that? And we're seeing that happen now. Paul said, in the last days, there will be many that have a form of godliness, but deny the power. Paul went as far as to say, have nothing to do with such people. Wow. I heard someone say, well, that's not what that means. That's exactly what that means. Paul is saying that he's going through a list of criteria in the context. He's saying, this is going to happen in the last days. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And then Paul's like, also, there's going to be many that have a form of godliness and think that, man, they're so godly going to church on Sundays and then living their life not surrendered to me during the week completely. They have this form of godliness, but they completely deny the power. That's a religious spirit, because you see, that's actually a demonic spirit that's trying to keep the church from who they are. Because the devil knows that when you walk in power and anointing, he's done for. Amen? He knows when you get it and when you actually walk in power and anointing and authority, he's finished. Hallelujah. But see, the devil and demons have real power that you cannot win against in and of yourself. He's too powerful for us in and of ourselves. See, that's why we can't go with persuasive words. It's not us. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. It's not by might, but it's by his Spirit, says the Lord. It's his power that does it. That's why we need his anointing, because otherwise the Satan will overcome us. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the power of Jesus that does it, flowing through yielded vessels, flowing through us. Hallelujah. But with Christ and with his anointing, with his Holy Spirit, Satan is like a little pussycat. He doesn't have a chance. It's like a little mouse that we just bug the trample on. It's like no comparison of power. He has to flee. Hallelujah. Because he's already been defeated by the blood of Jesus, by the cross, the blood that was shed for our sins. And when we are empowered, but Jesus said you must receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit. It didn't just happen on Pentecost. Paul actually, in Acts 19, read Acts 19. This was after Pentecost. Paul actually encountered people that were saved already. They were Christians. They were saved. And they were already baptized into water, into repentance. But they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. That's amazing. So it was even after, that's showing you that we must all still receive, because that's what Paul said. He said, no, you must receive. Paul said to them in Acts 19, have you heard and received the Holy Spirit? They said, well, we didn't as much even hear about that there was a Holy Spirit baptism. Like many of the church today, saved by Christ for eternal salvation, baptized in water unto repentance, but not believing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Paul's like, no, you got to receive what we receive, because that's the power. That's the anointing where it begins, that filling with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then you're enabled. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he was telling his disciples this, his followers that loved him, that knew him already. He said, no, when you guys, when you receive the Holy Spirit after I leave, that's when you will receive power, Acts 1:8, to be my witnesses in all the world. Hallelujah. So I'll go to Acts 19 real quick. Just filling on to read that. Paul is at Ephesus. And it happened while Apostle was at Corinth that Paul, so he's at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper room regions, he came to Ephesus. I'm in Acts 19, verse 1 right now, and I'm about to go into verse 2. And finding some disciples. So he found some disciples. Guys, so these were followers. These were disciples. They were people that were already saved and baptized in water. It said he came to disciples. And this is what Paul said to him in Acts 19 after Pentecost. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit, though, when you believed? Verse 2. So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit to have, right? A Holy Spirit. So they had received, they didn't realize there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit they needed too. They didn't realize that. They were disciples. It says. So Paul asks them in verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? And so they said, into John's baptism. So now we're in verse 4. And Paul said to them, John indeed baptizes with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. So Paul said to disciples that were already saved and were already baptized in water, he told them they should also believe in Jesus Christ. What? Are you serious? Yeah. Verse 4. Let's read it again. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. So who came after Jesus? The Holy Spirit. And it says, and Paul says, you must, and then he says, on Jesus Christ. What Jesus is saying there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the baptism of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, I'm leaving you, but I'm coming back to you. And with the power, I'm going to be in you. It's the baptism of Jesus Christ. He's talking to his people that were saved and already baptized in water. He's saying, no, you must also receive the baptism of Jesus Christ. This is the key that the most of the church is missing today. That's why they're trying to preach with persuasive words, but it's dead. No, they're not seeing salvations. They're not seeing healings. They're not seeing demons cast out because they're missing the power like Paul talked about. This is what Jesus said. He said, fulfill the Great Commission, but wait. He said, wait in Jerusalem until Pentecost because my Holy Spirit, the baptism of myself, my spirit, when I go away, it's good that I go away so I can send myself, my spirit back to you to be in you. And it's the baptism of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul's saying there. So we must believe. This means the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for every believer. Paul is teaching that. Anything else, any other teaching is a deception. It's not truth. It's not truth. That's what Paul said. Everyone must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's where the anointing lies. That's why Jesus said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, Acts 1:8, you will receive power to be my witnesses. And we'd see the disciples after that. Everybody was amazed by their boldness. Everybody was amazed at all the signs and wonders. They were like, petulous Peter before. And now all of a sudden everybody's like, whoa, who is this guy? Speaking with authority and power. Continually in the book of Acts, everybody was looking at Stephen and said he was a man full of power and faith and the Holy Spirit. He was full of the Holy Spirit. We must be full of the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit seals us in salvation, right? So some believers, like people are confused by this that I've talked to that have not yet received the baptism. You are sealed in your eternal salvation by the Holy Spirit, yes. But there's a separate baptism. Jesus and Paul are very clear on that, and it's for every believer. That's why Paul said to the disciples after Pentecost in Acts 19, No, you must also believe in the filling, the baptism of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you begin to take that by faith in that anointing, and you begin to walk and be faithful and step out by faith, you're going to begin to see increase. And God's going to trust you with anointing. It's already happened, but he wants to see you obey. He wants to see you walk out. And he's going to take you from faith to faith. And you must pray. Rid yourself. That's why the power of prayer and fasting that Jesus was telling the disciples. Pray and fast to rid yourself of the ways and the mindsets and the things of the world. Be filled with my kingdom. Seek first my kingdom, and all things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. So that's why Jesus gave the Great Commission. Mark 16:15. And then we're going to see the power of God flow in just a second. Hallelujah. But let's go to Acts 16. What Jesus was saying. And so Acts 16, I'm going to start in verse 15. And he said to them, Jesus is talking to his disciples here before he ascended to the Father. He's talking to his disciples. But you can see this applies to the whole world of anyone that will believe. This is not just a great commission for the 12. This is a great commission for whoever believes Jesus and whoever wants to follow him. That's why Jesus said in the scriptures, he said, those who love me will obey all that I've commanded you. Not portions, not take some, not take eternal salvation, but kick the rest of the Bible out the window. No. Jesus told his disciples, he said, go and make disciples and teach them everything I've taught you. Teach them everything I've commanded you. Read. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. And let's start in verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, this is anyone, this is you, this is me. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. Underline that, highlight that, do whatever you need to do. These signs will follow Who will these signs follow? Whoever believes. Whoever. Anyone. He's not just saying the 12. He's telling his 12, hey guys, go. Baptize people. He who believes, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever. Whosoever. I'm a whosoever. You're a whosoever. Whosoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. Whoever believes. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Whoever believes. He didn't just say some and tongues are only for some. That's not the Great Commission. Jesus said that whoever believes will speak in tongues. That's the Great Commission. That's a part of it. We got to stop removing things we don't like. We got to stop removing things that offend us. That's the religious spirit. That's what it tries to do. Because it wants to keep us powerless. That's why Paul said, hey, I pray in tongues more than any of you, because he understood the power of it. He understood what it did in his inner man, right? Hallelujah. So anyway, isn't this good? This is so good. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And he said, in my name they will cast out demons, whoever believes. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. There's supernatural protection. Right, we see that in the scriptures, and we see that in the New Testament, you know. But also, Jesus does promise persecution. Totally, he totally does. But there's also those times where he gives us supernatural protection, when we need it. And then it says, and it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Not that he didn't say, no. Whoever believes. They will lay hands on the sick, and if it's my will on that occasion, then I'll heal them, but if it's not, I won't. He didn't say that. See, that's a lie that the enemy's put in believers to say that God sometimes sends sickness to teach people a lesson. That's demonic. That's from the pit of hell. That's a lie. Jesus said, I am willing. He said, these signs will follow whoever believes. He's not even just talking, he's talking to the 12, but he's telling them, these sons will follow, all these sons will follow whoever believes. It's my great commission. And if we're going to throw out this part, then you need to throw out the part of preaching. You need to throw all of it out, right? You can't just keep some of God's word and not keep the rest of his great commission. We need to keep all of his word, all that he commands us, all that he obey, that he's telling us to obey. Amen? We need to take all of it. Amen. He said, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Because it's my will that they recover. Hallelujah. When Jesus' will was questioned by the man that had leprosy, Jesus' will was questioned. The man came to Jesus and he said, Lord, Lord, if you're willing. And what did Jesus do to that man? He said, I'm willing. I'm willing. And he healed the man of leprosy. He didn't stay 6 feet away because he was scared of COVID. Leprosy was way more dangerous than COVID. But Jesus knew what he carried. He knew that the power and the spirit in him was greater than any leprosy of sickness that could not touch him. Amen? That's faith. That's faith. Hallelujah. Leprosy was so much worse, but yet we see people today being crippled by fear, right? But Jesus said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. That's the devil. That's what the Bible says. He said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, peace, and a sound mind. That's what Jesus said. That's of me. So when you have fear and anxiety, you know that's not me. That's of the evil one. Amen? Hallelujah. So that we just got to break that off. Sometimes yokes come upon us and we got to break that off. Hallelujah. So I'm going to continue on. He said, and the reason we don't see those things, if we don't believe that, that's why we don't see it. Because Jesus said that these signs will follow those who just believe me. Like a child. Just believe it. Just believe it. Go do it. That's it. It's not about our sight. It's not about our feelings. We walk by faith. So we just listen to his word and we go do this stuff. Just doing the stuff, even when we don't feel like it and see it, that's faith. That's what faith is. When we just step out of the boat, regardless of how we feel or what we see, that's faith that pleases him. Because we're acting upon the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to continue on. And we'll be done here in a second. We're going to see God move. And Christ ascends. So Mark 16, I'm in 19 now. Verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, and they preached everywhere. Hallelujah! And the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Hallelujah! When they received Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit. They received the baptism of Jesus. And so Jesus was with them now. They had that baptism of power, Acts 1:8, that Jesus spoke about. And now, he said Jesus was working with them and he was confirming the message through the accompanying signs. Hallelujah. It's so the key. We need the anointing. That's the anointing. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. So in Acts, this is why God's been raising up evangelists, apostles, pastors, teachers to teach this now, to return the church back to God's ways. These are God's ways. We need to return back to God's ways. Amen? That's why we need good teaching, because the church by and large has gotten away from God's way of doing it, from the Holy Spirit's way. We're more concerned about our way and grieving the Spirit. That's why we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We need to do things God's way. Hallelujah. So I'm going to share this in 1 Corinthians 1:17, where Paul was talking about this. 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul said, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." Wow. The cross, remember, he paid for all of our sins. By his stripes we're healed, our transgressions for our peace. Paul said, I didn't just preach to you with my persuasive words. He's trying, but power. He's saying, for Christ did not send, I'll read it again. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. It's the power of God. He's saying, I don't rely on wisdom words, but it's the power of God. But that's foolishness to those who are perishing. It sounds like foolishness. But he said, I don't preach with my own persuasive words, because if I do that, the cross is made of no effect. That's what Paul's saying. It's power. And so he expounds on this in the next chapter. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, he's like, guys, you're not getting it. Here, 1 Corinthians 2, in the next chapter, 2, 4 through 5, Paul says, he says, my brethren, you know, and he goes on and talks. He says, Jesus Christ and him crucified, I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. Now, chapter 2, verse 4 in 1 Corinthians. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Hallelujah. That your faith should be not in the wisdom of man, but your faith would be in the power of God. Hallelujah. He's saying, I didn't preach just with persuasive words, because then your faith would be in, he says, your faith would be in the wisdom of men. It would be in my wisdom. Paul was saying, if I just preached with persuasive words that sounded good, then your faith would just be in the wisdom of men rather than the power of God. And then in the chapter before, he said, that's what, I didn't do that because if I did that, the cross of Christ would be made of no effect. Wow. Wow. When we preach just with persuasive words without the demonstration of power, Paul says, the cross of Christ is made of no effect. He's saying, then people put their faith in men's wisdom, in our own wisdom, rather than the power of God. That was Paul teaching that. And he's returning the church to understand this, because we've gotten away from truth. We've gotten away, by and large, from truth. We've gotten away from His Spirit. That's why anointing nowadays is so rare. It's rare. Because what did Paul say? What did Paul say would happen in the last days? He said there would be many. And I quote Paul, you can go read it. He said there'll be many in the last days that have a form of godliness but deny the power. That's where we are. Amen? And revival's now. We're seeing the church rise up. We're seeing God empower the church. Hallelujah. We're seeing Him do mighty works and signs and miracles. And He's going to use you. He's going to use you because you believe. You're going to believe and you're going to take the step out by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival's now. America shall be saved. Hallelujah. So let's go forth in power. And He's going to, not with our persuasive words, but let's go forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it's the anointing, as we learn to walk in His anointing, and God trusts us to carry that real power that breaks the heavy yoke. Hallelujah. You're going to see that anointing increase and increase and go from faith to faith. Amen. But you just keep going by faith. You just keep going by faith. Amen. And you serve where He has you. You be faithful. Hallelujah. You be faithful. And you're taken from faith to faith. Amen. Hallelujah. But you must be hungry for it. Amen. You must be hungry. We must repent of our sins. Be humble. That's why He said, blessed are the meek. You know, He said, blessed are the hungry for they shall be filled. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we must be filled with the baptism of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We must be saved. Receive Jesus as our eternal Savior, because He paid for all of our sins on the cross. We must be baptized in water, because Jesus said, who confesses their sin and is baptized in water, in the baptism of, that's repentance. Our old man dies and our new man comes to life. And we can do water baptisms today. If anyone wants to be rebaptized today, we can do that. Or baptized for the first time, we can have some water baptisms. Hallelujah. But that's just symbolizing, saying, no longer, Lord, am I not going to give everything. When you're baptized, it's, I'm dying to myself. I repent of the world. And I actually renounce the world. And I give everything to you, Jesus. Not only part of me anymore, I give all of me. I die to myself. And that old man, the Bible says, actually, when that happens, we are a brand new creation. Hallelujah. And from that moment, that's supposed to mean that you don't longer live by the ways of the world. You don't think by the ways of the world anymore. We're supposed to be consumed by Jesus. But oh, how the church has gotten away from being consumed by Jesus. We've gotten into, well, I'll get my fix on Sunday and then leave. And God's saying, no, that's not my way. I'd rather actually you be cold than do that. Because I'll spit you out of my mouth like that. I want you to really know me and be on fire and give everything to me. Everything. All of your heart. Amen? That's why it's a daily thing. We must deny ourselves. Pick up our cross and follow him. And he's going to use you in a powerful and mighty way from this day forth. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we must receive, after the water baptism, we must receive the baptism of Jesus Christ. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, like Paul just talked about in Acts 19. And then we must be faithful and obey. Obey the Great Commission and believe it. Just believe it. Take it at face value. God said what he meant, and he meant what he said. It's that simple. It settles it. We complicate it. Actually, he's made it simple. We complicate because the devil tries to lie to us and he tries to make it complicated so we don't understand how simple it is. Hallelujah. Because it's actually not us trying to grasp at stuff. It's actually us just surrendering and completely letting go. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he can use us. And then us obeying and he can use us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. Praise God. Stand to your feet, everyone. Hallelujah. God is about to move in power. The Holy Spirit's going to move in power. Everyone, if you're hungry, the key is being hungry right now. You know, sometimes we've been seeing manifestations of demons, even things that we didn't realize, people didn't realize were yokes in their life. And some of those things are even about to be broken right now in Jesus' name. You see, the apostles actually saw that. I'm going to read Acts 8. They were preaching Christ in Samaria, the disciples were. Acts 8, verse 4. And it says, Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. It was many more than the 12. It was all the disciples. They went everywhere preaching the word. And then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things that were spoken by Philip. And hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So he did miracles. He didn't just preach Christ. He did what Paul said. God's returning us to the Acts church. They all went and signs and wonders confirmed the message. That's the Bible. We've got to return. God's returning us back to his way. The book, he's returning us to the Acts church. He's raising up the Acts church in this hour. Hallelujah. And you're one of them. You're a disciple. Hallelujah. And so Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for the unclean spirits, there are unclean spirits that sometimes attach. Even when there's possession, there's different levels, and sometimes there's lies and there's yokes that just need to be broken off of us. Amen? That we come into agreement. And the Holy Spirit might be highlighting some things for you to now. And so, but when you're under the anointing, that's the time to renounce. That's the time to forgive, because the Holy Spirit's here. And it's that anointing that breaks the heavy yoke. Amen? So let's take this opportunity now let's hunger for this. And let's just break off anything. Let's surrender everything to Jesus right now. He has freedom. If there's sickness, it's about to be healed in Jesus' name. He has healing. He has complete deliverance. But he's going to fill those who are hungry. You just have to be hungry. That's all. And believe. Amen? Hallelujah. And so in verse 7, it says, for unclean spirits started crying with a loud voice. They were crying out. We've been seeing this. I was at I was at the Mall DC. You can look on my Facebook with Apostle Catherine Crick the other day. And man, there were demons just manifesting, hitting the ground everywhere. And I started running around, picking up demons and bringing them to Catherine, and she cast them out. And I was running and picking up, because God was freeing people. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. He was freeing people. And he's going to use you the same way he's using Catherine, the same way he wants to use me, the same way he used Philip, Stephen, Paul. The woman at the well, he wants to fill you with power. He wants to use you that same way. If you just believe, hallelujah. And he's going to set everyone free here today. If you're hungry, hallelujah. So we saw unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice. And then we saw Jesus, just the power of God. It's the anointing. It was just the power of God that set people free. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God for raising up apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers and prophets that carry his anointing in this hour. Hallelujah. And it said, and many, so they came, and so verse 7, for the unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. And that's why Jesus said, I was bruised to return peace to you. He says, I want to return joy to you, where that you might have depression and anxiety. See, that's actually a spirit that needs to be broken off with the anointing that breaks the heavy yoke. The fear, depression and anxiety, those are evil spirits. We don't war against flesh and blood, but again, those are demonic spirits. They're not of the Lord, and they need to be cast off. And God is going to cast the things off, the assignments of the enemy that's been against you. Today's the day. It's over. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let's worship him. Let's lift our hands to him right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just want you all, praise, if we can start playing the thing. Hallelujah. Let's turn it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you that you're here. Hallelujah. You're here, Jesus. All eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, he's about to move in great power right now. He's about to fill people with the Holy Spirit right now. He's about to give you a fresh baptism of fire right now. He's about to increase the anointing in your life right now. Hallelujah, to do everything I've talked about today. Those are the words of Jesus. Those were not my words. Those were the truth of his word. Those were his words. Those are what he is doing in your life right now. And God is about to deliver you, fill you with power, anoint you for his purposes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. So everyone, the Holy Spirit, one of the keys to being free is beginning to forgive any unforgiveness that the Lord's highlighting in your heart right now. Just forgive. Forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive those. Forgive anyone that you might need to forgive right now. And anything that the Holy Spirit's bringing up, he's highlighting you right now to renounce in your life. Any diagnoses that have been diagnosed over you medically, it's time to renounce those in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And he's going to heal you. He's going to set you free right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's going to set you free. It's time to renounce anxiety, depression, fear, lust, any sin that's in your life. Just renounce it. He's not a God of condemnation. He's actually very gentle. He's just setting you free today. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save you. That's why he crushed the sickness and diseases and cast out demons. Because it's his love and compassion where he wants to free you. Any bad dreams that people have been having. Right now, just all eyes on Jesus. Holy Spirit, come right now in power. Come do your works. Do what you want to do, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. I speak this anointing to come upon you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, just begin to renounce things that the Holy Spirit's highlighting in your life. In Jesus' name. Sometimes it's just things, even while you're standing there, it's not a manifestation, but sometimes you're going to go away and realize that you broke the spirit, this anointing broke things off. You're going to realize that your mind from today was renewed. God is setting people free right now of even mindsets of the world. And he's renewing you into the kingdom. Hallelujah. He's renewing your mind into the mind of Christ right now. If you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, just lift your hands up. Start renouncing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now. If you feel any kind of thing in your body, a manifestation, something, you can come forward. You can just come forward. God is trying to free. He's wanting to set you free. If you feel anything, I'm going to pray over you that all of that is broken off in Jesus' name. If you feel anything right now on you, that God's doing something in you, that something's happening in your manifestation, just come forward. Hallelujah, because that's what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. Hallelujah. He's going to set you free today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Lord's freeing you today of that. He's completely freeing you right now. I want you to say, Lord, I renounce the spirit of fear.
Lord, I renounce the spirit of fear.
I renounce the spirit of fear of being in a wreck.
I renounce the spirit of fear of being in a wreck.
Just renounce anything else. In Jesus' name, say, I renounce everything in Jesus.
Renounce everything, oh Lord. Everything that's not of you, oh God. Oh Lord, I love you so much.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You're going to be used so powerfully for God. He's freeing you right now. Now I command every evil spirit that was attached to that wreck and that fear, and I release you in the name of Jesus right now from that. In Jesus' name. Every spirit of fear, you will no longer touch her anymore. This is a woman of God who loves Jesus. She's Jesus's. And I say you will no longer touch her anymore. And you must all leave and be away from her. On the count of 1, 2, 3, get out now in Jesus' name. No more. It's done. In Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, every generational curse, I break it over you in Jesus' name. Everything, evil thing that's ever been spoken against you, I break it off of you in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, you are free. He's setting you free. Right now, and I just speak this anointing over your life right now in Jesus' name. Everything gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. The anointing right now on her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has freed you. You are free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now be blessed with this anointing, you woman of God. You love him with all your heart. Thank you, Lord, for this woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just speak this anointing over your life. The power of God is going to flow through you in Jesus' name to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to set people free, to cast the spirit of fear, depression, anxiety out of others in Jesus' name. I anoint you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this woman of God. Jesus, I just feel his pleasure over you. He's so proud of you.
He's so proud of you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He's so proud of you. Your heart is for him and he sees it. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just stay there and receive. Just stay there and receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. If you're, as you're feeling a manifestation or anything that the Lord's even doing in your heart, just come forward. Just come forward and I'm going to pray for you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, sister. He loves you. What is he leading you to run out?
Burn anything that's not of him. For my family.
Amen. Standing in the gap for you, have family that are away from him.
Yes.
Who is it?
My children and my husband.
God, the Lord's going to use you in a powerful, mighty way to lead your family to Jesus. Just can you renounce all the enemy's plans over your family?
I renounce all the plans that the enemy has for my family.
All generational curses. All things spoken over us. In Jesus' name. Is there anything else he's calling you to renounce? Is that it?
I just need consuming fire.
See, he's filling you right now. That's what he's doing. He's filling you and setting you free right now. Thank you, Jesus. I release her and all of her family that she's standing for this day. In Jesus' name. If any of you guys want to come up and stand with your mom, you can. Jesus, he's gentle. He's kind. He's just here. Hallelujah. You can come up. Come on. You can just sit here with us. It's okay. Hallelujah. God's wanting to bless you now. Hallelujah. These are your daughters. Just stand with your mom. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you in Jesus' name. Just close your eyes and focus on Jesus. He loves you. Jesus loves you, hon. He loves you guys. He's filling you with his presence. Right now, over this family, I break off every spirit that's coming against this family right now in Jesus' name. Off of this woman of God in Jesus' name, you must get out right now. Get. No. I said go in Jesus' name. You must go. No, you must go in Jesus' name. You are done. You are done coming against this family. Coming against this woman. She's renounced everything. I break it off. Everything that she renounced in Jesus' name. And now it's your time to go. All of you. All of you. All of you in Jesus' name. All of you. You must go now. All of you. I'm casting you out. In Jesus' name. Now leave her. In 1, 2, 3, go. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Now. What? Get out. Be filled in Jesus' name. Get out now. Now in Jesus' name. All of you. Enough with your nonsense. Now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce everything over her that she renounced and free her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anything else the Lord's putting on your heart right now? Hallelujah. He's freeing you right now. He's freeing you right now. Now be filled with this anointing in Jesus' name.
right now with fire in the name of Jesus. Everyone now, go in Jesus' name right now and fill with the fire in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every bit in Jesus' name. Do you feel like it's still there or is it gone?
I feel a weight lifted.
Hallelujah! She feels a weight lifted. Jesus has set him free. Hallelujah! It's Jesus! It's Jesus! It's Jesus! Hallelujah! He has set you free. He has set you free today. He set you free. He's got to set you free. The enemy, see, God, Jesus is just, he loves you. And the enemy just tries to come against things. And he's just healing your family. And Jesus loves you. He just loves you. Hallelujah. You guys have amazing calling on your life. You have an amazing calling on your life. He loves you so much. He's going to use you powerfully for him, for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pray a blessing prayer over you. God, I just bless you in the name of Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. I bless you in Jesus' name in your life. And I break off any assignment of the enemy in Jesus' name. You are free. I break it off in Jesus' name. And you're free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I just speak this anointing to now be released over your life in fire in Jesus' name right now. Right now in Jesus' name, that you will walk in power and deliverance. You will set the captives free. You will heal the sick. You will raise the dead. You will cast out demons in Jesus' name. Now be filled in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 You have your prayer language. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. He's set you free. He's filled you with power today. Now you're going to go forth. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, this is not me. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's not the persuasive words, but a demonstration of his power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I bless this family and over her husband in Jesus' name. He will now come to the knowledge of Jesus and the power of God through this testimony. And that her whole family would be saved, Jesus, and know that you're the only way. That they would today, from this day forth, give everything. They would from this day forth give everything. Give everything. Give everything. For you, in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else that's feeling anything, just come forward. Just come forward. Just come forward. Just come forward. Hallelujah. Scott, brother, I love you, bro. Yeah, because you know we've already talked before.
Absolutely.
You're called to go forth with this fire, heal the sick and cast out demons. You're going to do this and you're going to see multitudes run for Jesus. So now in the name of Jesus, be filled with this fire. Right now, be filled with the fire in Jesus' name. Right now. Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name.
God, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
I speak this anointing now over your life. This fire now over your life in Jesus' name. To carry this fire of revival in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now you will heal the sick from this day forth. The sick will be healed. Each one of you. Now from this day forth, demons will be cast out in Jesus' name. Sick will be healed. People will be saved. Bondage will be broken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus.
Pass this anointing in over your life in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Be filled now by his fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be filled now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep receiving. Just keep receiving. Thank you, Holy Spirit, now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scott, brother. What's up? What? Anything you're... What is he doing? You want to renounce her?
I'm hungry.
Hungry. To give everything?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, he wants this to come on to you. What do you feel like is on your heart? That anything that you feel like in order to step into that full surrender, what is he putting on your heart to just renounce today to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so just things coming, just everything. You're just wanting the full surrender today, okay? Just, I think what I'm hearing and sensing, just, I want you, just everything that has been coming against you and that has been consuming you right now, all those things that are coming against you, even medically, everything, it's time to just renounce that right now in the anointing, in Jesus' name, by faith. And he's going to heal you right now. He's going to completely set you free right now because it's the anointing that breaks that yoke. So if you just renounce all that, anything that fizz that's been spoken over you that you've been dealing with, let's renounce that and it's going to be healed in Jesus' name, okay?
I renounce all darkness, every diagnosis that's come against me. I renounce it in Jesus' name.
Everything that he's renounced right now, every spirit that's connected to those diagnoses that's trying to come against this family, he's a servant of God. He loves the Lord. And I say, you must, everything that's connected to that, every evil spirit, you must go in Jesus' name right now. In 1, 2, 3, I release him. Get out in Jesus' name. He is healed from those things right now in Jesus' name. Mind completely healed right now in Jesus' name. I break the heavy yoke of all the diagnoses that were spoken over him. Everything that he renounced, I break it by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name right now. And every demonic spirit coming against him and his family connected to those things, I cancel you in Jesus' name. I cancel you in Jesus' name right now. You are done. Get out in Jesus' name. No more. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are free now in Jesus' name. And I speak this anointing, this all-consuming fire to now come upon you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, a fresh baptism of fire. A fresh baptism of giving everything for Jesus. Everything you renounced, it's done. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Everything right now in Jesus' name. Now be filled with this fire. I speak this anointing over your life in Jesus' name. I speak this anointing over your life and to flow through you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're free. Jesus has set you free here today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Just receive this word by faith. That's it. Hallelujah. You're free. Your mind is free. Everything over his mind is going to be clear now from this day forth. I speak absolute clarity and peace in his mind. Every diagnosis, everything in his heart and his body, spirit of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity coming against you, get out in Jesus' name. Right now, you're done. I cancel you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, free, go in peace in the name of Jesus. And his anointing and fire, this revival fire, come upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I now anoint you for the work of God as a disciple of Jesus. You all from this day forth, all of you here, you are now a disciple. You are disciples of Jesus. And just baptize you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Receive that anointing now by faith in Jesus' name. You've received that today. Hallelujah. I just release this to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor forever and ever. Jesus, we love you. Yay, Jesus. Yay, Jesus. Yay, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now your dreams will be peaceful in Jesus' name. You will have dreams and visions from the Lord and the Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is giving you authority to go forth now in this anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's anything else we can deal with it, just come forward to me or let me know. But praise Jesus for all the works he's done today. Hallelujah. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. Your family shall be saved. Your family shall be healed. Your family shall be delivered from here today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I speak this blessing over you in the name of Jesus. This blessing and anointing over your life. Then now go forth. He says, freely you've now received. Now you're going to freely go forth and give in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to set others free. You're going to set others free from how the enemy's tried to come against them. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory and praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on up, Scott.
This is quick and simple. I kept on hearing the Lord say this since worship time. He says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. He says, now come and abide in me. I kept on hearing that over and over and over. And as you abide in him, that revelation, knowledge, the secrets and mysteries that are in his word, that are in him, that's you're going to find that in him as you abide in him. And I kept on hearing that over and over, and I didn't know if it was for anyone specifically, and then I realized as everybody was coming, it was a group message. message was for every single one of you. And that's what he says. I chose you. I chose you. I chose you. I chose you. And I chose you. And I chose you. And I chose you. That's what he's saying. He chose him. He chose you just for this very time. So as you've been set free, those who come forward, you've been set free, and God has touched you and filled you up. Now just abide in him. He will lead you and direct you. Lead you and direct you. Simple message. Simple.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus for what he's done. You guys love him. He loves you. He's so proud of you. Each one of you. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. Hallelujah. How you feeling? Hallelujah. Great. Isn't he so good?
Yeah. What's that? I have a Jeep just like Lori. And the funny thing is some just went in it. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just take my green car.
Hallelujah.
And I knew something was here for me. Yes. And I was like, I gotta go.
The enemy knows the anointing you carry on your life and the calling. And he's tried to stop that. Calling for deliverance just like this. You're going to set the captives free. You're going to plunder hell to populate heaven for Jesus. It's your calling. It's each one of you. But the enemy was trying to keep you from that final bit of the freedom you've been pursuing and that anointing that you've been trying to step into.
Yes, I called my sister and I was like, I just can't get in, you know what I'm saying? And she gave me some scripture and a prayer. Didn't have time to do it. So I was like, I'm going to church.
Hallelujah.
And I came and I got it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo! And here's the sun sets free. It's free indeed. You've received the power. You've received this today. Now we go by faith. And you're going to heal the sick. And you're going to cast out demons. And he's going to use you like this. All of you like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From this day forth. Amen. It's time to give it all for him. This is the time for the great end time harvest. Revival's now. Amen. Revival's now. And it's time to take this burning torch of power. And just do just like this. And go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. And you're going to be amazed at the greater works that just Jesus does through you. Because it's not about you. It's about him, right? It's not, this is not me today. You guys know that. It's him, right? I can't do this. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's going to use you the same way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Everyone online right now, we might post this later if we do. Receive this, even if it's a recording or even if it's a message. This same freedom you can receive now today. Receive it in Jesus' name right now. All your healing. We've even been seeing people watch and even through streams and live stream people getting healed and deliverances. So receive it in Jesus' name. It can happen. It's been happening. We've seen it happen with Apostle Catherine Crick's ministry, just many, and now you can receive it for you in Jesus' name right now. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Bless you all. If I could, I would love to ask, because this can really help others get free and come out here. If you guys would be willing to record a short video testimony of what God did today, there's no obligation, but it would be amazing if you guys would be willing, and it's on your heart. It's going to help. Your testimony is going to help others get free. It's going to help others come out here and come to a place where they can be delivered and they can be set free. And then one of the things you can do is bring people that you know here. Amen. Amen. Like you did today, Lori. Last time. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, and now you're going to do it. You're going to do it. The Lord showed us when we first started this that as we go, he showed us a field of the liquid fire, this turning, and set people being saved and set free. And we saw waves of his glory come into this field. And we saw that there was people from the stage all the way back as far as the eyes could see. and it's going to happen through your obedience of sharing this, of what God did here today. Amen? And bringing other people. Hallelujah. And we're going to see great and mighty works for Jesus. Revivals now. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.